auditorium for our continuing coverage of the 94th annual Mudeikis basketball tournament. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight we've got girls championship action, the A division, the Sacred Heart Irish taking on the Johnson Brock Eagles. And a welcome to all of our Irish and Eagle fans tuned in tonight here on Sunny 101.3. A quick rundown of the games played earlier this afternoon and this evening here in the city auditorium. In the B division third place consolation game, it was Palmyra over Exeter Milligan. The final score, Palmyra 35 and Exeter Milligan 26. In the consolation game in the A division, BDS defeated Parkview Christian in a tight one. Final score 44-41 in double overtime. It took two overtimes to settle that one. In the B division championship game completed just a few minutes ago, Meridian defeated Lewiston. A little bit of a surprise in the margin there. 41-25 your score. Lewiston had a little trouble finding the basket, and Meridian got the win in the championship of the B division. Again, the final was 41-25. As we said, up next, the Johnson Brock Eagles, the Sacred Heart Irish. Johnson Brock, open play on Monday. They posted a 46-31 win over Freeman. Had a little more of a struggle with Parkview Christian. Got out of it with a 39-33 victory to put them here in the championship. Sacred Heart began their play Monday with a 49-36 win over Diller O'Dell, and then they got by BDS 43-31 last night to put them in this championship contest. It's a classic championship game here at the Mudeikis tournament that we're used to seeing. Two of the better teams in southeast Nebraska, they come in here with identical records. Sacred Heart at 11-2. Johnson Brock also 11-2. They have not played this year yet. Their regular season game usually comes around the first part of February, so they haven't seen one another, but they are very familiar with each other as they're down from the same neighborhood. Looking forward to some great basketball. Very pleased now to introduce, seated to my left on the air, joining us for the broadcast tonight, I have Chuck Humphrey. Chuck is a head football coach at Lewiston, the activities director at Lewiston, and a Peru State College punter extraordinaire. Chuck, good evening to you.
That was a long time ago.
Sure was. Great to have you here tonight. Looking forward to some good basketball.
It really is going to be a good game. I think you're going to see some athleticism out on the court, some teams that these girls are very familiar with each other. And again, they get a matchup here again the 26th of January. So this will be kind of a lead in to that, getting into that postseason time and get their groove going, both teams.
Chuck, I always say this, Mudeikis tournament is one of my favorite weeks of the basketball season. We sit here on the stage at the city auditorium, set up our equipment, and the teams all come to us.
Yep.
It's a great place to be, and it's just extra special when I've got a couple of teams like this that I'm familiar with, both from down in my neighborhood, Fall City and Johnson Brock. We know all these girls on a first name basis. Don't really need a program or a jersey number here to identify them, and that makes the job a lot easier for one thing, but it's an awful lot of fun when we've got friends on both sides of the ball. So, again, we're glad to have you with us. We're very thankful you've decided to choose Sunny 101.3 for your coverage of the Mudeikis tournament. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest right after this two-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the 94th annual Mudeikis basketball tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is having an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, January the 17th. Stop by the Max Rathman Conference Room between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. You can make an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC. Or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives. The Community Medical Center on-campus blood drive, Tuesday, January 17th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Max Rathman Conference Room.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account. business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Beatrice City Auditorium. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Johnson Brock Eagles, Coach Mitchell Atkinson will go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens is a sophomore. Kelly Rasmussen is a senior. Natalie Knippelmeyer, she is a junior. Chloe Weiss, just a sophomore, and Taryn Ottoman, also a sophomore. Ottoman had a big game in the semifinals. She had 16 points in that ball game, and she had 12 of 13 from the free throw line in the second half of that contest. So a big game for Taryn Ottoman to help the Lady Eagles get to this championship game. Starting lineup now for Coach Luke Sando and the Sacred Heart Lady Irish. He'll go with Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff, a 5'8 senior, averaging 9.2 points per ball game. Delaney Witt is a senior at 5'4. She averages 8.7 points, and more importantly, Delaney hits 71% from the free throw line. Gentry Lechtenberg, just a sophomore at 5'8. She averages 7 points a contest. Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger is a 5'10 senior. She's the leading scorer on this team, averaging 13.8 points per contest. And Macy Keller rounds out the starting five for the Irish. Macy, a 6-foot senior, averaging 5.8 points and 7 rebounds per contest for the Lady Irish. We've had the introduction of starting lineups here over the public address system. Our good friend Brian Cook, sports announcer, longtime announcer here in Beatrice, doing the public address announcing duties here tonight. Now we're meeting the Johnson Brock Eagles players. Again, for the Eagles, it'll be Behrens, Rasmussen, Natalie Knippelmeyer, Weiss, and Ottoman. And for the Irish, Eichhoff, Witt, Lechtenberg, Wurtenberger, and Keller. You know, Chuck, one of the things we're going to be watching is the matchup inside. Taryn Ottoman going against Macy Keller and Jessica Wurtenberger. One of the things about Wurtenberger, she leads them in scoring at 13-8 points. And I'll tell you, Chuck, her defense is a big part of Sacred Heart's success this year. She's willing to do whatever it takes to steal that basketball.
Well, and that's just a sign of a good competitor out there. And obviously, offensive skills speaks for itself at 18 points a game, but, you know, when you can get up there in that 4 to 5 steals a game, then you know you're really helping your team.
Well, when that ball's loose on the floor, it's Katie bar the door. She goes after it, so look out. All right, Taryn Ottoman will step in to jump it up for Johnson Brock in the center circle for Sacred Heart will be Gentry Lechtenberg. An all-lady officiating crew. We'll talk more about that later. Here's the tip. It's going to be controlled by Johnson Brock. Coming up with the basketball, Chloe Weiss. Weiss, top of the key, left side comes to Behrens around the horn. With it over on the left wing is Hallie Rasmussen. Across court, back to Weiss with her pink shoes over in the corner on the right side. Chloe Weiss, lost her dribble, has to come to the top of the circle to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Back across onto the right wing, Rasmussen with the basketball. Now Behrens handles it to the left wing. Knippelmeyer tries to penetrate, picked up defensively. Sacred Heart at a man-to-man defense here. At the top of the circle goes Rasmussen, chasing after Gentry Lechtenberg in that man-to-man defense. Now Chloe Weiss on the dribble, backs it out between the circles to the top of the key on the right wing. Baseline right side. Here's Behrens driving in the paint. A little floater put up, partially blocked. Ball is tipped away out of bounds off of Macy Keller, and it'll stay with Johnson Brock. Eagles basketball. They'll inbound it baseline just to the right side of their own backboard. Inbounding it is Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens to toss it in. Running out of time, close to the five count. Got it up top to Knippelmeyer around the horn left wing. Now Taron Ottman holds the ball. Penetrates, left side jump shot, partially blocked. Basketball taken away. Wurtenberger with the block and the steal. Does a good job avoiding the steal coming down the court. To the left elbow, she goes with it. Olivia Eichhoff on the dribble. Eichhoff works out into the left wing. A cross-court skip pass to the near side. Delaney Witt with the basketball. Witt, again, goes back to Eichhoff. Looks into the corner left side. Wurtenberger, long three. Short off the front of the rim. Ottman with the rebound. Taron Ottman down court, pushes it quickly. Natalie Knippelmeyer in the paint. Knippelmeyer has a shot block. We've got a whistle. And the foul is going to be called. Natalie Knippelmeyer will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
That one's going to be on Gentry Lichtenberg. That'll be her first foul, first team foul.
At the free throw line, Natalie Knippelmeyer shooting two shots. First one is up and good. That's our first point of the ball game at the 6:39 mark here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock goes out to a 1-0 lead. Knippelmeyer ready for her second free throw attempt. The shot is on the way up and good. Nothing but nylon there. So Knippelmeyer with the first 2 points for Johnson Brock. Eagles up 2-0. In backcourt is Eichhoff. They work against a one-man press down here by Knippelmeyer. Into forecourt, Lichtenberg on the left wing. Now out on the left elbow with the basketball. A cross-court pass to the near side. In the paint, moving toward the basket. Wurtenberger has it stripped away with a steal. Ottman. Ottman holds it up near midcourt to the left side. Brooklyn Behrens. Free throw line. Behrens in the lane. Driving, laying up. Off, couldn't get it. But a whistle and a foul. And we'll put Brooklyn Behrens at the free throw line this time for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Macy Keller stepping over on help side right there, and she picked up her first. That's going to be Sacred Heart's second team foul.
All right, at the free throw line, Brooklyn Behrens shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. It's 3-0 Johnson Brock. All three of the Lady Eagles' points have come via the free throw line thus far here in the ballgame. Brooklyn Behrens' second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. She got them both. And Johnson Brock goes up 4-0 at the 6:12 mark in the first quarter. Class A Girls Division Championship of the Mudecas Basketball Tournament coming your way live tonight from the Beatrice City Auditorium. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Chuck Humphrey alongside this evening. Eichhoff with the basketball finds Macy Keller at the free throw line. Wurtenberger, oh, look for Lichtenberg in the corner. Ball stolen away from Lichtenberg. Down court, Knippelmeyer, left side, Brooklyn Behrens against Keller. Couldn't get to the basket. Keller did a good job of taking away the baseline. Around to the right side. Taron Ottman, the long three off the front of the rim, doesn't get it. The rebound comes down to Behrens. Now a fight for the loose basketball. Jump ball is called. The possession arrow, I think, points toward Johnson Brock, or toward Sacred Heart, rather. It'll be the Irish basketball.
There you go. There's Jessica Wurtenberger in there. Just like you said, defensively, she's going to get the ball.
Yeah, if the ball's around, Jessica's in the area. You can count on it. All right, this is Olivia Eichhoff handling the basketball across the timeline. A cross-court pass. Wurtenberger comes right back to Eichhoff. Eichhoff in the paint. Shot up over Ottman. Couldn't get it. Got her own rebound. Fights for it. One dribble. Follow shot is up. It's in and out of there. And now Taron Ottman with the rebound. Irish can't find the basket down here. 0-4 so far in the ballgame. Into the corner left side. Oh, Knippelmeyer tried to go up with a shot. Lichtenberg came out of nowhere and blocked that one into next week.
She did a great job stepping in on help side right there and picking her up on that cross screen.
Johnson Brock's basketball, baseline, left side of the bucket. Inbounding it, Brooklyn Behrens. Here's Knippelmeyer for three from the left wing, short off the front of the rim, and the rebound brought down by Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff. On the dribble now, works it across the timeline into forecourt, top of the key, bounced to pass into the corner left side, Lichtenberg. A collision down there, and we'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Lady Eagles.
Chloe Bison's going to pick up that one. Just tough defense right there. Just a bad break. That'll be her first foul and JB's first team foul.
Substitutes into the ballgame now. Brooklyn Buckmeyer checks into the lineup. Also, Natalie Clark into the contest for Johnson Brock, as well as Anna Lillinus into the contest. On the right side, Delaney Witt to Lichtenberg in the paint. Lichtenberg, underhanded shot is up and off, no good. Buckmeyer with the rebound. Brooklyn Buckmeyer almost has it dribbled away by Lichtenberg. Maintains control of the basketball. Gives it to Taron Ottman between the rings, top of the key. Natalie Clark on the right elbow to the top of the circle. Lillinus with the ball. And a bounce pass right side finds Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens again to Ottman in the paint. A little floater. Ottman up. No, got her own rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. There's Ottman with the basket. And timeout is going to be taken. 4:24 to play here in the first quarter. 6-0, Johnson Brock. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Chuck Humphrey, back with you here at the Beatrice City Auditorium, 94th Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament, Girls Class A Division Championship. 4:24 to play first period, 6-0. Johnson Brock out to an early lead over the Irish. Sacred Heart has played nearly 4 minutes and has yet to put points on the board. A little bit of a half-court press here now. Eichhoff in backcourt. Across to the near side finds Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, baseline right side. Delaney Witt for three. Got it. Delaney Witt hits the three from the corner on the right side, and the Irish are on the board. 6-3 your score at the four-minute mark here in the first quarter. This is Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the basketball. Buckmeyer at the free throw line, picks up a dribble, has it taken away by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger on the breakaway for the lay-in off the glass, up and good. And that's what Jessica Wurtenberger and her defense will do for you. It's 6-5. The lead is one for Johnson Brock, and here come the Eagles. Behrens to the left side to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer double-team, goes to Behrens in the corner, lost the handle on the turnover, and Sacred Heart will get the basketball back. Returning to the floor now are Natalie Knippelmeyer, Chloe Weiss, and Hallie Rasmussen. They'll come back into the lineup. They started the ballgame. Gentry Lechtenberg takes a seat here for Sacred Heart, and we see Dacey Witt for the first time, 5'4 freshman. Don't let her size and stature fool you. She can shoot the basketball. Just a freshman. Here's Wurtenberger in backcourt. Lobs it across the timeline to Macy Keller. Finds Jessica Wurtenberger across court pass. That's Olivia Eichhoff. To the right wing, Delaney Witt. Back to Eichhoff. Open look. Didn't take it. Now Witt. She hit the three a moment ago. Dribbles into the baseline. Lost the ball. She was defended down there by Chloe Weiss, and Delaney just had the handle get away from her, and it went out of bounds on the baseline. Here comes Johnson Brock, moving from our right to left, from south to north here at the City Auditorium. On the dribble, Allie Rasmussen to the left side, Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, bounce pass, Chloe Weiss. Weiss in traffic, works to the right side of the lane, now backs down deep in the corner on the right side of the basket. It comes back to Weiss, holds the ball, can't penetrate, to the top of the circle it comes. Knippelmeyer left side. Now on the baseline, inside Ottoman, turnaround shot over Keller, try for footback, couldn't get it. Keller got the block and the rebound, and Macy Keller with the outlet pass, fast break, down court, in the paint, Eichhoff tries to go up with the shot, got it blocked. We'll have a whistle and a foul called on Johnson Brock.
That's going to be on Natalie Knippelmeyer. That'll be her first and JB's second. Just great defense right there on both ends, really. Just got her with the body.
Macy Keller, a good job down here at the north end, stopping Taryn Ottoman and then getting the defensive board. All right, at the free throw line for Sacred Heart, Olivia Eichhoff. She's a 66% free throw shooter on the season. Here shooting two shots. The first one is on the way. It's up and good. Never a doubt about that one for Olivia, right down the center. That ties our score at 6 apiece with 2:34 to play here in the first period. And, Chuck, this is the kind of game I expected here tonight. I think it's going to be very close. Lechtenberg up off the bench waiting to check back in. Second shot is up and good also for Olivia Eichhoff. She got them both at 7-6. Sacred Heart with their first lead of the ballgame. Jessica Wurtenberger will take a breather. And checking in to replace her is Gentry Lechtenberg. So now you've got Dacey Witt, Lechtenberg, Keller, Eichhoff, and Delaney Witt on the floor. With the basketball on the left side, this is Knippelmeyer to the top of the key. Ellie Rasmussen around the horn, Lillinus into the corner, deep baseline right side. Ottoman wanted to drive, couldn't get there. Goes inside to Chloe Weiss in traffic. Here's a three from the left elbow. A two, rather. She was on the line. for Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen hits the two, and that gives Johnson Rock the lead in what is now a seesaw contest. 8-7, Lady Eagles up by one with 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Into forecourt, Lechtenberg gets the pass on the left side of the free throw circle. To the top of the key, between the rings, comes Eichhoff. Bounce pass over to the near side. Delaney Witt, right back across court, pass finds Eichhoff. Now Witt holds the ball at the top of the circle. Eichhoff for three from the left wing. Got it! Nice looking shot by Olivia Eichhoff. From over on the left wing, she's got 5 points. The lead is back to Sacred Heart. There's a pass that gets away in the corner. Unable to handle it down there was Lillinus. It went out of bounds, and the Irish get the ball back. Wurtenberger, after a short breather, right back onto the floor, replacing Delaney Witt.
I'll tell you what, you get her back on the floor, and it really changes the defense. They really have to sag off when she's not out there.
All right, Sacred Hearts basketball. Wurtenberger starts up the court. Helly Rasmussen gives chase. A cross-court pass to Lechtenberg on the far side. Between the rings, Wurtenberger. She's not afraid to handle the basketball at the point guard spot. Wurtenberger. Again to the left side, Eichhoff. She hit the three a moment ago. She and Wurtenberger play catch. Lechtenberg in traffic. Here's Daisy with the freshman. Puts up a three from the right wing. It's wide of the mark. But I can see the encouragement from the upperclassman coming over to the freshman, telling her it's all right. And Daisy comes to the bench. Delaney Witt checks back into the lineup. 1:09 to go here in the first quarter. 10-8. Sacred Heart up by two. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Brooklyn Barons on the dribble. Her pass comes to the near side to Helly Rasmussen. Here's Knippelmeyer for three. In and out of there. Oh, it was in the rim three times. Macy Keller has the rebound. She's double-teamed. Gets it out to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt down court. They had Wurtenberger all alone down there at the south end waiting.
She was
Nobody saw her. All right, Eichhoff with the ball. Sacred Heart will slow it down and play for one shot here with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 8-10. Across court. Oh, that was dangerous. They got it over there, though, to Delaney Witt. Back up to Eichhoff. Olivia finds Jessica Wurtenberger. Lechtenberg at the free throw circle. 21 seconds to play in the period. Sacred Heart with a 2-point advantage, up 10-8 here. And they want to play for one shot. Uh-oh, Wurtenberger almost had it dribbled away. She did a good job of dribbling away at the defense. She can handle the basketball. To Macy Keller. Keller comes to the right side. Eichhoff underneath. Driving layup. Got it. Nice move to the basket by Olivia Eichhoff. No chance for Johnson Brock on the shot. And after one quarter is Sacred Heart 12, Johnson Brock 8. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula. That's Chuck Humphrey over there. Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny Studios. We moved to live action in the second quarter. Sacred Heart up 12-8. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Taryn Ottoman to the left wing. Feeds it to Knippelmeyer. Now Brooklyn Barons tries to get inside the paint. Can't go there. Across court pass to Ottoman in the corner. Deep right side. Ottoman penetrating in the paint. Floater. Shot is up. Off no good. She falls to the floor. We'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Irish. And we'll put Taryn Ottoman at the line to shoot two shots.
That'll be on Jessica. I believe that's going to be her first one and the team's third foul.
At the free throw line for Johnson Brock, Taryn Ottman. She's not yet been to the line, has 2 points in the ball game so far this evening. The first free throw is up and good. Makes it 12-9. Interesting change up on the defense down here.
Yeah, JB was down there in a 1-3-1 the first half, or the first quarter right there. And then right at the end of the first quarter, they jumped into a 2-3, and it really opened it up for Sacred Heart to hit those outside shots.
Ottoman hits the second free throw. It's a two-point ball game. 12-10 our score. Here's Gentry Lechtenberg. Across court pass to Laney Witt in the corner, right side, up top, Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff flips it over to Wurtenberger on the left wing. Coming out after her is Natalie Knippelmeyer. Lechtenberg, floater from the corner. Nice job by the sophomore. Gentry Lechtenberg with her first 2 points. She's making the most of her opportunity due to the injury to McKinley Shoal early in the season. That pushed Lechtenberg into the starting lineup, and the sophomore has answered the bell. Here's a long three from the right side that's put up. Doesn't go, but the rebound brought down by Behrens. To the top of the key. They feed it to Rasmussen, who launched that shot a moment ago. Across court pass, Natalie Knippelmeyer on the dribble. To the near side, oh, she was looking for Brooklyn Behrens, but pass was wide of the mark and ended up into the hands of Sacred Heart head coach Luke Santo. Luke very alertly was open, too. 6:53 to go, first half, 14-10. Irish with a four-point advantage and the basketball. This is Jessica Wurtenberger on the dribble. She crosses the division line, brings it into forecourt, and the Irish come on the attack offensively. Lechtenberg in traffic. Oh, she tried to weave away between defenders. Shot was partially blocked. Rebound was brought down by Rasmussen. Into forecourt comes Brooklyn Behrens. Across to the left side. Open look, Knippelmeyer. In the paint, Knippelmeyer. A little bank shot off the glass, up and off, no good. And there's Macy Keller gathering up the rebound. Collision on the baseline, and we'll have a whistle and a foul called on Johnson Brock.
That's going to be called on Natalie Knippelmeyer. That's her second, and the team's third.
So Knippelmeyer will take a bench, and on the floor for the first time tonight for Johnson Brock, we'll see Natalie Clark. Clark is a senior. Checks into the lineup. So now when you have Clark and Ottoman both on the baseline, that's going to be an interesting challenge there for Sacred Heart's Macy Keller. 6 minutes, 13 seconds to play, first half. 14-10, Irish up by four. Dacey Witt, across court pass. Wurtenberger for three, it's short, and the rebound comes down to Ottoman. Ottoman brings the ball up court herself. Keller there guarding her, stride for stride. Ottoman picks up the dribble, feeds it to Rasmussen in the paint. Now it goes over to Weiss. Chloe Weiss can't get to the baseline. Back to the top of the key, Brooklyn Behrens. Finds Allie Rasmussen between the rings. On the right elbow, across court pass to the right side. Weiss almost tied up there. Now has her pocket pick. Ball stolen by Delaney Witt. They'll call her for carrying the basketball. Well, Delaney Witt got the steal, but couldn't get the dribble going there, and it'll go right back to Johnson Brock. This is Olivia Eichhoff back into the lineup now.
Yeah, they're going to bring her back in. The freshman out here, the Witt girl, she does a great job. She just needs that experience now.
On the right side, Holly Rasmussen, double team momentarily, flips it into the corner, deep baseline right side. To Behrens, around the horn to the left wing. They just pass the ball around the outside of the three-point perimeter. Rasmussen can't get to the baseline. Chloe Weiss is between the rings. Again, a cross-court pass. Backing it out, Rasmussen, left wing, lob pass inside. Ottoman moves to the basket, couldn't get it. The rebound brought down by Clark and cleared back out to Chloe Weiss. Weiss with the basketball, driving baseline right side on Witt. Couldn't get there, and they stepped on the baseline. It'll be a turnover. Irish will get the ball back with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Sacred Heart up 14-10. Back into the lineup, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, and now for the Johnson Brock Eagles. A little bit of pressure being applied here by Johnson Brock. Wurtenberger wants to dribble through that as she approaches midcourt. Guarded by Behrens. Across it goes to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg bounce pass up to the top of the key to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff is kind of the spark plug that runs the offense at the top of the key. Into Lechtenberg in traffic. Eichhoff. Open look, left side along two that won't go. Buckmeyer has the rebound for Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Buckmeyer pushes the ball down court, finds Taryn Ottoman on the left side in the corner. Top of the key back to Brooklyn Behrens, right side. Chloe Weiss with the ball. Chloe Weiss easy to spot with those pink shoes. Ball is tipped inside, stolen away by Macy Keller. Keller comes up with a basketball outlet pass. Eichhoff. Eichhoff takes it all the way to the left side. Feeds it down to Wurtenberger in the corner on the left side of the basket. She has it knocked away from her by Chloe Weiss.
Now, Johnson Brock jumped back in their 2-3 when they had to make some changes and they had to pull Natalie off the floor. They're doing a much better job stretching it out top now, and they're able to pack it down low then to stop the drives.
Well, with 4:11 to go in the first half, we're at 14-10, not a scoring explosion by any means, but we've seen some low-scoring ball games here. Took Lewiston a long time to get off of 7. They were down 27-7 before those girls could start finding the basket. Here's Leffenberg in the paint. A little spin move. Couldn't get it. Partially blocked. Ottoman has the rebound. Taryn Ottoman, such a presence under there offensively and defensively on the boards. Comes to Chloe Weiss across to the right side. Anna Lowenis with the basketball. Anna picks up her dribble unexpectedly there and then needed help to get rid of it. To the near side, again, Chloe Weiss looking inside. Bounce pass Buckmeyer. She had an open look, didn't want to take it. Wurtenberger falls to the floor. Pass stolen away by Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff is going to push it down court. Flips it to the near side. Oh, threw the ball away. Those unforced turnovers are the kinds that makes Coach Luke Sando lose a few more hairs here when he sees that happen. 3:24 to go first half here at the Mudeikis Tournament Girls A Division Championship. We're at the City Auditorium, corner of 4th and Ella Street, downtown Beatrice, 14-10. Sacred Heart up by 4 in a low-scoring contest so far. Johnson Brock with the basketball. In the corner right side, Chloe Weiss backs out. Can't get an open look due to the defense by Delaney Witt. Delaney just stays right with her. Now Weiss at the free throw line. Kicks it to Lillinus on the left wing. Lillinus at the free throw line. To Rasmussen. Rasmussen guarded by Wurtenberger. She can't get a look. The Sacred Heart defense is causing Johnson Brock a few issues now. They're having a hard time getting a look at it. They go into Ottoman. Ottoman got tied up and called for traveling.
Yep.
Oh, Johnson Brock fans won't be happy there. They probably wanted a foul. And not to anyone's surprise, the folks in green over here approved of that call.
That was a great job by Gentry. Really sagging in help side, because as soon as they lob that in, they got to get that double team. Because if not, Taryn's going to take it to the hole every time.
A little full-court pressure here now being applied by Johnson Brock. Lillinus and Weiss pick him up in backcourt. Olivia Eichhoff dribbles around Lillinus, works it across the timeline with not much effort. To Delaney Witt on the right elbow. Back up top it comes to Eichhoff. Score's been at 14-10 for some time here now. We're at 2 minutes 25 seconds to play in the first half of the ballgame. Delaney Witt into the corner. Wurtenberger across court. Skip pass. Baseline left side. Macy Keller thought about the shot. That's a little out of her range out there in the corner. She's more the inside in the paint player. Lechtenberg gives the bounce pass again to Keller. They bring it back up top, and they'll reset the offense with Eichhoff. To Delaney Witt on the near side. Brooklyn Barron's up off the bench waiting to check in. Here's a long three. Bingo! Delaney Witt with her second three. And that one came from 6 feet outside the three-point arc. An NBA-range three-pointer by Delaney Witt. She's got 6. And it's a 7-point Irish lead. Biggest lead of the ballgame by either team. Johnson Brock led 6-0 early. The Irish up by 7. Wurtenberger with a steal. Has the ball stolen right back. And now a whistle. And we're going to have a foul. I'm not sure what this is going to be.
I don't know for sure who that one's going to be on. That one looks like it's going to be on Johnson Brock, on Hallie Rasmussen.
All right.
Yep, that's going to be on Hallie. And that is the fourth team foul.
Her first?
Yep, her
team,
first foul.
Team foul number 4. Minute 34 to go first half. 17-10 now. 7-point lead, courtesy of that 3-point shot by Delaney Witt a moment ago. Wurtenberger with the ball to the right wing, Eichhoff. Sacred Heart's been known to just slow it down and play for one here with this much time left. Lechtenberg spinning around in the paint. She got tied up. Good defensive pursuit over there by Johnson Brock's Brooklyn Barons. Timeout taken on the floor with a minute 17 to play in the first half. 17-10, Irish up by 7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to kick the winter blues to the curb this year. Eat well, exercise, and stay connected to your loved ones. It can be tempting to eat heavy comfort foods, snuggle on the couch with a warm blanket, and rant about the cold weather. This year, consume vegetables, fruits, and lean protein. Integrate exercise into your routine. Start with a day or two, a week, and build up into more. Spend time with people who bring out the best in you. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a happy and healthy new year.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back once again inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. It's the 94th annual Mudeikis Basketball Tournament Girls A Division Championship underway. A minute 17 to play here in the first half. Sacred Heart leading Johnson Brock in a low-scoring contest, 17-10. The Lady Irish are up. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Rasmussen lobs it into Ottoman in the paint. Ottoman is mugged in there, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The officials having a conference here about it. Foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart.
That's on Jessica Schwartenberger. That's going to be her second, the team's fourth.
All right, so it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Wurtenberger will come out of the ballgame with 1:05 to go here in the first half. D.C. Witt checks in to replace her. Brooklyn Behrens will inbound it on the baseline on the left side of her backboard. Gets it into Anna Lullen. This bounce pass to Behrens at the top of the key. 1 minute to play. Here's Karen Ottoman for three. And she'll pull up and do that to you. Ottoman with the long three dropped it down, and suddenly the lead is back to four at 17-13 with 45 seconds to play in the first half. Into forecourt, Lechtenberg finds Delaney Witt on the right side. Coach Mitchell Atkinson up on his feet, shouting instructions to his defense. Lechtenberg handles the ball. Daisy Witt, rather. Witt across court to Eichhoff to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt stands in the midcourt circle just inside the half-court line. To the near side, to Daisy Witt. She and Delaney play catch with it. Anna Lillenis out here chasing the basketball. 15 seconds to go in the half. 17-13, Irish up by four. Delaney Witt picked up her dribble. Lechtenberg in the paint. Ball taken away. Lechtenberg gets it back. Taken away again. And now a jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Irish. Sacred Heart will keep the basketball with 7 seconds to play. They'll put Wurtenberger back into the lineup. D.C. Witt will check out. 7 seconds to go here in the first half. Inbounding the ball, Olivia Eichhoff on the left side of the backboard on the baseline. Under her own basket. Well, pass up top, Delaney Witt. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Witt driving, laying up. No. Ottoman with the rebound. No chance for a shot. And there's the half buzzer. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Your halftime score, Sacred Heart 17 and Johnson Brock 13. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're in 2 minutes.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once again, we welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 17-13. Time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, for the Johnson Brock Eagles, individual scoring, they're led by Taryn Ottoman. She has 7 points. Brooklyn Behrens with 2. Hallie Rasmussen has 2. And Natalie Knippelmeyer has 2 for their total of 13. From the charity stripe, Johnson Brock a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, they're led by Olivia Eichhoff. Olivia with 7 points. Right behind her, Delaney Witt. Delaney hit a pair of threes for her total of 6. Gentry Lechtenberg chipped in 2, and Jessica Wurtenberger with 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 17 points. The Irish went 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, courtesy of Olivia Eichhoff, so neither team has missed a free throw. They are a combined 8 out of 8 at the charity stripe. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Johnson Brock Eagles 17-13 here in the Class A Division Girls Championship. This has been the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Again, Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, update you with our latest weather forecast, another 2-minute break, and we'll be back with third quarter action coming up live from the Beatrice City Auditorium. You're enjoying live coverage of the 94th annual Mudecas basketball tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 22 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 46. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 34. Cloudy skies expected Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Highs in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow. grow with Alfia.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium, it's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 17-13, our halftime score. Well, you've been hearing next to me here, Chuck Humphrey, the activities director at Lewiston High School, helping us out tonight. Chuck, there's big things going on at Lewiston High in terms of facilities. Talk about that a little bit.
There really is. Right before I got there, they finished a $1.2 million track facility, probably one of the best surfaces in eastern Nebraska. We're in the process working with the board on getting press box and bleachers put up. We're going to put up a video scoreboard so that we can run the AccuTrack or finish links, whatever we want to use. Black Squirrel, we can put it right up on the board just like they do at state track meet. Right now, we're just getting ready to finish. It says they say we're going to be in there April 1st into our new $2 million ag building. We have a great ag program.
Now, for folks that haven't been to Lewiston, where's the football field and the track located?
The football field, the new track and football field is going to be south, right south of the school, right across the street.
And the ag building then where the old football field was?
Yep, the ag building is going to be right where the old football field is. It's a huge building. It's going to be state-of-the-art.
Exciting things. Looks like some real opportunities for the Lewiston Consolidated students at the new ag building.
Yep, definitely. And we've got a heck of an ag program. I think they qualified for nationals in land judging, livestock judging. They won districts. They're going to state. So, you know, these kids, that's part of their love is that ag stuff.
Well, that's great news. We'll look forward to getting over there and maybe coming to a track meet one of these days in Lewiston.
Yeah, hopefully in a year. We're going to get all new equipment here ordered this spring and be able to put our own on at our own facility.
Okay, visiting with Chuck Humphrey, the activities director at Lewiston High School. All right, Chuck, we're ready to move into the third quarter here. We've got a dandy, kind of a defensive battle here, 17-13, not a lot of points up. For Johnson Brock to be held to only 13 points in an entire half, quite an accomplishment for the Sacred Heart Irish, but vice versa, Johnson Brock's only given up 17. So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball as we move into third quarter action. The Eagles inbound the pass to Brooklyn Barons across the timeline, guarded in a man-to-man defense there, into the corner right side. Down to Natalie Knippelmeyer, and she'll travel with the ball. Lechtenberg was over there applying the pressure. Knippelmeyer drugged the pivot foot, and the Irish get the ball back after the first possession. Inbound the pass comes into Eichhoff, Olivia Eichhoff, pressured in backcourt. She gets down court now, gets it across in front of Chloe Weiss, across the timeline, into the corner. Delaney Witt with a long three. It's off the rim, bounces once, twice, and got it. It took the third bounce, and Delaney Witt has 9 points. They've all come on three-pointers. That one took no less than three bounces to find the hole. Hit the back of the rim, hit the front of the rim, hit the backboard, and then fell in the hole. 30 to or rather 20-13, back to a 7-point lead. This equals the biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Johnson Brock with the basketball, almost turned it over on the baseline. They bring it back to the top of the key to Hallie Rasmussen. A cross court pass left side, Knippelmeyer down to Taryn Ottoman in the corner. Macy Keller has her boxed in down there. They give it to Behrens in the paint. Behrens driving lay-in, collision. Wurtenberger stopped her. The ball goes out of bounds off of Behrens. No whistle. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Jessica Wurtenberger, some good solid defense on the baseline.
That was a great job. And you know, these refs are really letting them play. They did the last game, but they're very consistent.
Wurtenberger works the ball across the timeline with an across-court pass now and finds Eichhoff with the ball. 6:45 to play third period. 20-13, Irish up by 7. This is Olivia Eichhoff on the dribble. Again to Delaney Witt on the far side. Irish going from our right to left, from south to north as we're seated on the stage here on the west side of the court at the City Auditorium. Baseline deep in the corner right side. Wurtenberger has the ball taken away. Now a whistle and a held ball is going to be called. I still call it a jump ball. It hasn't been a jump ball for 30 years, but that's ball goes over to the Irish on the alternating possession. Jessica Wurtenberger will inbound the pass, tosses into Lechtenberg. She clears it up top, and Delaney Witts near the midcourt circle with the basketball to the near side finds Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff on the dribble, left-handed dribble, penetrates inside, a cross-court pass. Witt for another three, and she got it. Delaney Witt with her fourth three-pointer. I think she's 4 out of 5 on three-pointers. I only remember seeing her miss one here so far. And it's 23-13. The Irish have opened up a 10-point lead, biggest lead of the ballgame for either team here. Johnson Brock led by 6 to start it at 6-0. Since then, the Irish have gone on a 23-7 run here. Chloe Weiss almost lost it in the corner to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Jump shot up and good. That was a nice-looking shot by Natalie Knippelmeyer. A little 12-foot jumper on the right side of the free throw lane. Elevated and dropped it in with nothing but nylon. Makes it 23-15. The lead is back down to 8 now. Irish come on the attack. Delaney Witt, they're going to come out under her now. You can't give her that shot all night. Eichhoff, a cross-court skip pass into the corner. Wurtenberger goes around the defender. Wurtenberger looks to the left wing. Here's Lechtenberg moving to the hoop. Shot is up. No. Got her own rebound. Lechtenberg fights for that basketball. A whistle. And the foul's going to be called on the Eagles.
That one's going to be on Chloe Weiss. That'll be her second foul. Team's first of this half here.
Sacred Hearts basketball. Olivia Eichhoff inbounded under her own basket. Up top to Gentry Lechtenberg. The sophomore goes back to Eichhoff in the paint. Underneath, they get it into Macy Keller. Her shot is up. Oh, wouldn't get it. Couldn't get it to go, and Taryn Ottoman takes away the rebound. Ottoman fighting hard with Macy Keller to get that defensive board. Down court come the Eagles with the ball. Ottoman at the top of the key flips it to the left side. Brooklyn Behrens on the dribble. Out of Weiss. Weiss up top to Hallie Rasmussen. Into the corner right side. This is Knippelmeyer with the basketball. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Chloe Weiss, left side of the lane. He's again to Brooklyn Behrens. Chloe Weiss is deep in the corner left side where she's double-teamed down there. Knippelmeyer is going to put up a long one from the right. She hit that a minute ago. Rebound, follow shot, put back, won't go for Rasmussen. Rebound, put back up. Behrens got it. Whistle, they're going to say no basket, though. I think they're going to say the foul came on the floor before the shot.
That one's Delaney Witt, sagging in, help side, and just didn't get that inside position. That'll be her first foul, team's first foul.
Might not have been a bad foul because it was a two-point basket otherwise.
Yeah.
All right, inbounding the ball on the baseline is Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman lobs it up top to Anna Lillinus, who's in the ballgame. 23-15, the lead is 8 for the Irish. Johnson Brock down here with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. A lot of basketball to play yet tonight here in Beatrice. Knippelmeyer right wing, top of the circle, comes right back to Natalie. Oh, Natalie gave it up top there. Rasmussen didn't see it coming. She gathers it in. Here comes Ottoman working from right to left. She kicks it to Lillinus, back into Ottoman in traffic. Finds Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer had to chase the ball down as it got away from her for a moment out on the left wing. They're working the ball a lot on the outside perimeter, but not having much luck getting it into the hoop. Knippelmeyer picks up her dribble, bounce pass Lilina. She's caught down in the corner by Lechtenberg defensively. In the paint, ball taken away from Behrens. Delaney Witt with a steal. Witt takes it down. She'll just elect to bring it back out. It was a 1-on-4 fast break. That wasn't going to end well if you tried to take it in. There's Witt for three from the left side. No. Macy Keller has the rebound. Keller feeds it underneath. Watch out. Here comes Wurtenberger. Oh, what a shot. An underhanded scoop shot by Jessica Wurtenberger. Her second bucket of the night. It's 25-15. Irish up by 10. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock will step aside for a 30-second timeout. Live from the Beatrice City Auditorium, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back inside the City Auditorium here in Beatrice, the 94th Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament. Chuck Humphrey, this is one of my favorite weeks of the basketball season. We sit on the stage here at the City Auditorium. This building was constructed in 1940. The tournament's been played here ever since. Think of the history. 94 years for this tournament.
You know, and I was so lucky I got to play in this tournament my senior year.
We all did.
Moving to Wymore and just the tradition. You get to watch so much basketball in one week.
Back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. They inbound it. Toss it into the left side, Brooklyn Behrens. Down to the left elbow. Back to Behrens it comes. She stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Lillinus in the corner left side. Allie Rasmussen with the ball. Delivers to the right side to Knippelmeyer. Inside Ottoman. She's double-teamed immediately. Boy, the Irish are doing a great job of collapsing on Taryn Ottoman when she gets the ball under. I've always thought it'd be fun sometime at the championship game to ask everybody who played in the game, played in the tournament, to please stand. About three-fourths of the people over there, parents, grandparents, we've all played in this tournament. Johnson Brock inbounds the basketball at the top of the key to Hallie Rasmussen. She almost lost it, chases it down. Free throw line, Rasmussen, jump shot, got it. Hallie Rasmussen, she has 4 points. And the lead is back down to 8 now at 25-17. Irish led by 10 there momentarily. Sacred Hearts basketball. Johnson Brock trying to battle back into this thing. They pick up Olivia Eichhoff defensively. Natalie Knippelmeyer comes out to get her. She'll travel with the basketball and turn it over. Natalie Knippelmeyer was out there challenging Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff misstepped and turned the ball over. Basketball comes back to the Lady Eagles with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. They're down by 8. Johnson Brock needs a basket this time down. Oh, there's a turnover. Lechtenberg tipped the ball, grabbed up by Eichhoff. Eichhoff will bring it down court, set up the offense for Sacred Heart. What are we looking at? A 1-2-2 zone here again right now out of Johnson Brock. They're setting back in the zone. Into the corner, Lechtenberg right side. There's Wurtenberger to the hoop. Oh, added on the rim. It wouldn't fall. And the rebound to Taryn Ottoman. Wurtenberger doesn't usually let that one get away from her, but a good job there. Shot on the left side for three. Up and off, no good. Saved from going out of bounds nicely by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Lob pass inside Ottoman against Keller. Shot is up. No, couldn't get it. Whistle and a foul. We'll have Taryn Ottoman at the line for Johnson Brock. She'll be shooting two shots.
They called that one on. They called that one on Macy Keller down there. Just that one-on-one, didn't get the sag in. That's her second.
Taryn Ottoman is 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two. The first one is up, won't fall. It sat there for the longest time and then fell off to the right side. Ottoman has 7 points in the ball game, including 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here's Brooklyn Buckmeyer back onto the floor. Let's see, we got a lot of substitutes. Also checking back in is Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. We've only got four out there right now. Here we go. Now joining him again is Sally Rasmussen. Only had four players on the floor. Taryn Ottoman will try to cut into that lead here, shooting the second of two free throws. She missed the first. Second one is on the way. It's up and good. She got that one. Ottoman with 8 points now. She leads all scorers for Johnson Brock. And that pulls the Lady Eagles back to within seven at 25-18, a minute 48 to go in the third quarter here in Beatrice. Jessica Wurtenberger on the dribble and backcourt, a cross-court pass to Eichhoff. Eichhoff, guarded by Helly Rasmussen, gets it across the timeline. Over to the right wing, Delaney Witt. Eichhoff backs it out near the midcourt circle. Delaney Witt comes to the near side and gets the pass from her. Eichhoff and Witt just playing catch with it out here. Oh, we're going to have an offensive foul on Luckenberg, I believe.
Yep, that's going to be on Jessica. That's her second one and 13th foul.
Gentry Luckenberg with the foul, her second, as you said. A minute 24 to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock with an opportunity to cut into that lead further. It's 25-18. Eagles trail by seven. Chloe Weiss to the left wing. Here's a three on the way. Knippelmeyer got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer hits the three from the left elbow. It's a four-point ball game. Moments ago, Sacred Heart was up by 10, 25-15. A 6-0 run by Johnson Brock has cut the lead to four. 56 seconds to play here in this third period, a four-point ball game. Sacred Heart with a basketball. Wurtenberger, top of the key, right side, went for three. This one's off the board, couldn't get it. Oh, what an effort there. Jessica Wurtenberger jumped into the air, grabbed the basketball, flipped it back off of Natalie Knippelmeyer, and saved the possession for the Irish.
That was a great play, a heads-up play.
Athletic move. Inbound pass to Wurtenberger to Witt on the right elbow. Lop back to Wurtenberger in the corner. 38 seconds to play. Irish will back it out, slow things down, and probably play for one here. Up by four, 25-21. Delaney Witt, using Eichhoff as a shield, tries to go around her. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on Johnson Brock, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be on Chloe Weiss. That's going to be her third and the team's second, so they're going to probably pull her here, I think.
All right, 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. 25-21, Irish by four, Sacred Heart with a basketball. Olivia Eichhoff holds it between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Gets the ball lobbed back to her once again. There was a dangerous pass from Wurtenberger. Eichhoff had to go up the ladder to get after it. Now Eichhoff into the corner left side. 7 seconds. Keller free throw line. Lechtenberg shot is up. Nope, couldn't get it. Rebound Johnson Brock. Buzzable sound. There's the end of the third quarter. After three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles by four. 25-21. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Left to play here at the Beatrice City Auditorium in this girls' A-Division Championship of the 94th Annual Nudeckis Tournament. Our score, Sacred Heart 25, Johnson Brock 21, still anyone's basketball game in what's been quite a defensive battle here. Irish were up by 10. They led it 25-15, and then Johnson Brock closed out the third quarter with a 6-0 run to pull back within four. We're back to live action. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Delaney Witt in the paint. Wurtenberger moves to the hoop, driving lay-in up and good. Wurtenberger with a nice move there, going around Taryn Ottoman to lay it in, and Jessica now with 6 points. The lead is back to six again for Sacred Heart. Johnson Brock needs a basket this trip down. Chloe Weiss is in the corner, guarded by Delaney Witt in the man-to-man defense. Irish in a man-to-man here. Weiss and Witt doing battle on the right side. Bounce pass to Ottoman. Turnaround shot up over Keller. Couldn't get it. Missed the shot. Rebound Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg in backcourt in traffic to Wurtenberger. Jessica Wurtenberger, long down court pass, finds Eichhoff in the paint. Eichhoff, floater in the lane, no. Got her own rebound. Eichhoff, follow shot, no. Couldn't get it, whistle and a foul. And we may have Eichhoff shooting, I believe.
Yep, she says it's going to be a shooting foul, definitely.
Chloe Weiss.
That's going to be on Chloe Weiss. That's four on her. That's going to be the third team foul.
You said that's her fourth personal, right?
Yep. Yep.
All right, at the line, Olivia Eichhoff. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight thus far. Misses this one. Olivia Eichhoff has 7 points in the ballgame. They all came back in the first quarter. She's not scored since the first period when she hit a Trey Adusen 2 for 2 from the line. Olivia Eichhoff eyes the bucket for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's off the back iron and couldn't get it. Missed them both. 27-21. The lead is 6 for Sacred Heart. 7:04 to go in the ballgame. Here come the Johnson Brock Eagles. Taryn Ottoman with the basketball. Ottoman hands it up. Gives it to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens off to Anna Lillinus on the left side. Now Natalie Knippelmeyer feeds right side Behrens. She penetrates in the paint. Behrens goes up with a shot, partially blocked by Eichhoff. Lechtenberg gets the loose basketball, and she'll bring it up the court. Natalie Knippelmeyer chasing Lechtenberg. Down to Delaney Witt in the corner right side. Coach Luke Sano frantically shouting instructions from the bench here on the near side. Eichhoff looks over to Coach and says, okay, I got this. Eichhoff with the ball on the left wing. Back across court. Lob pass Delaney Witt. She was thinking about a three again. Down to Lechtenberg in the corner. Witt, right side. Macy Keller from 12 feet. Got it. Macy Keller with her first 2 points of the ball game, a 12-foot jump shot on the baseline right side. They left her all alone down there, and she's going to hit that one. There's a turnover at the other end. Delaney Witt has the ball. Fast break. Witt has it tipped away. Lechtenberg comes up with it, tries to clear it up top. Nope, she stepped on the baseline, and it'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Johnson Brock. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame, 29-21, an 8-point Irish lead.
I think that's what we expected, though, a big defensive battle. Two teams that are just going to be physical and be tough.
On the dribble into forecourt comes Brooklyn Behrens. Picked up by Eichhoff in the man-to-man defense. Right side, Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with the ball. She'll launch a three from the right wing that's short off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff on the dribble, down court. Still in backcourt, crosses the timeline. 5.5 minutes to go in this one. Anybody's game. Driving way in, Wurtenberger. Oh, what a job by Delaney Witt. Timeout taken on the floor. 5:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. 31-21. Irish are up by 10. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back here to the City Auditorium in Beatrice, Randy Gatula, Chuck Humphrey with you. Logan Carpenter is our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Logan Carpenter all nestled snug inside the Sunny 101.3 control studios while we're out here playing Road Warrior. Logan, we do appreciate your efforts, my friend. 5:27 to go in this one. It's 31-21. Sacred Heart with a 10-point lead. But, Chuck, you really don't feel for Sacred Heart like that's a comfortable lead in this game.
No, definitely not. All it's going to take is JB to get a couple good possessions here.
Johnson Brock to the left side. Gives it to Taryn Ottoman. Top of the key, Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer bounce pass. Lillinus on the right elbow. Lillinus guarded by Delaney Witt. Up top to Taryn Ottoman. Macy Keller clear out here at the top of the key with Ottoman. There's a three that's up and good by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Her second three of the night. She's in double figures, has 10 points. Knippelmeyer pulls the Lady Eagles back to within 7, 31-24. Lots of time left. 4 minutes, 49 seconds to go. Anybody's ballgame. Wurtenberger, left side. Lechtenberg, 14-footer. Got it. Gentry Lechtenberg, they left her wide open about 14 feet out on the left side of the free throw circle, and she drained it. 33-24, the lead. Back up to 9. Johnson Brock needs a basket here. With the ball, Brooklyn Behrens kicks it to the corner. Lillinus picked up her dribble. Hands to Behrens, left side in the corner. Behrens driving baseline. Little floater up, in and out, no, but a whistle and a foul. Pretty sure we're going to see Brooklyn Behrens at the free throw line where she'll be shooting 2 shots.
Okay, that one's on Olivia Eichhoff. That's going to be her first, team's 4th.
At the free throw line, Brooklyn Behrens shooting 2 shots. The lefty puts the first one up and good. Brooklyn Behrens, she's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, has 3 points. She'll have another shot here. That makes it 33-25, an 8-point ball game. Behrens will try and drop another one in. Free throw is on the way. It's up. This one is good also. Brooklyn Behrens is a perfect 4 for 4 from the charity stripe tonight for the Lady Eagles. She has 4 points. It's 33-26. The lead is 7. Lechtenberg brings it into forecourt. We've got a whistle and a foul on the Eagles.
Just a hustle foul right there by Natalie Knippelmeyer. That's going to be her 3rd and team's 4th.
So it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Gentry Lechtenberg to inbound it right in front of our broadcast table here in front of the stage on the west side of the city auditorium. She gets it into Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff hands to Wurtenberger in the corner. Wurtenberger just sat there like, you know, I could shoot this if I wanted to, but I don't want to. So she gives it up to Macy Keller. One dribble for Keller. Needs help. And Wurtenberger comes over to help her and get the basketball. Wurtenberger, they're starting to run a little weave out here. Delaney Witt, Wurtenberger gets knocked to the floor. Witt got away, has it tipped by Ottoman, stolen right back. Dribbling in, Eichhoff driving Leon up, couldn't get it, no whistle. Wurtenberger is right there. Remember how I told you how when the ball's loose, Wurtenberger's in the area? It's a tie-up. Wurtenberger and Ottoman were battling for it. The held ball possession goes to Johnson Brock. In all probability, that should have just been Johnson Brock's ball outright, but because of Wurtenberger's effort, they get a held ball called. Eagles with the basketball. They need to score this trip. Down by 33-26, down by 7. 3:33 to go in the ballgame. Couple of threes, we've got a different game. Inside goes Chloe Weiss, top of the key, feeds it back out. Rasmussen gets tied up. No, whistle, foul is going to be called on the Irish.
That one's going to be on Jessica Wurtenberger. That's her 3rd. It's going to be the team's 5th.
Down to 3:23 to go in this ballgame. It's a 7-point lead for Sacred Heart, 33-26. Johnson Brock has the basketball. They flip it into the corner. Down to the top of the key, it comes up to Natalie Knippelmeyer around the horn left wing. Top of the circle. Rasmussen for 3, partially blocked by Lechtenberg. Coach Atkinson can't believe there was no foul there. He's pleading with the officials. In backcourt, still struggling with it. Eichhoff gets it across the timeline for Sacred Heart. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 3 minutes left to play. 33-26. Timeout taken. Sacred Heart with 2:56 to go. The Irish are up by 7. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Step aside. We'll be back in half a minute. You're listening to live coverage of the 94th Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Down into the Sacred Heart huddle here, McKinley Scholl, 5'8 junior, injured her hip in the season opener at Sterling, has not seen the floor since. I talked to McKinley tonight before the game, and she hopes to be working out next week and hopes to be about a week to 10 days away from me seeing the four and being back in the lineup. And that will certainly be a welcome addition to Coach Luke Stano and his Sacred Heart Irish.
Just in time for a Pioneer Conference tournament.
There you go. All right, 2:56 to go in this one. It's the A Division Girls Championship. 2 minutes, 56 seconds to play. 33-26, Sacred Heart up by 7. The ball will belong to the Irish. Jessica Wurtenberger inbounds it in forecourt on the side. Lobs into Delaney Witt near the midcourt line. Guarded very closely there by Hallie Rasmussen. Chloe Weiss gives chase. Now with the basketball is Eichhoff. Eichhoff hands it to Wurtenberger. Chloe Weiss chases her. Wurtenberger double team. Ball tipped away by Natalie Knippelmeyer. The basketball player. Everybody ends up here at the scorer's table. That happened to me once at Pershing Auditorium in Beatrice. A player ended up on the table in my lap, and she said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Gatula," and I went right over the air because she was this far from the microphone. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Top of the circle now. Between the rings, Jessica Wurtenberger. Down to 2.5 minutes to play. Wurtenberger gives up to Delaney Witt. They run a weave at the top of the key, just running clock here with a 7-point lead. Eichhoff doing a great job handling the ball. Wurtenberger tries to dribble around Chloe Weiss. Weiss chases her out near the midcourt line. Wurtenberger reverses direction, comes back with a pass and finds Macy Keller nearing the 2-minute mark. Johnson Brock, at what point do you start fouling here? They've got a couple of fouls to give, only 14 fouls. Eichhoff, top of the circle. Johnson Brock giving chase, but electing not to foul yet. Now Delaney Witt takes it underneath. Oh, bounce pass to Keller. Shot up and good. What a job, Delaney Witt. Macy Keller was just kind of standing around down on the right side of the basket. Delaney Witt says, "Yeah, my friend, why don't you score?" Handed the ball to her. Macy Keller looks around, and gee, no defense anywhere, so she shoots the ball and scores.
That's going to be the fourth foul on Natalie Knippelmeyer, too.
Yeah,
that'll be their fifth foul, so they've still got two to give.
Yeah, Macy Keller at the line for the and one here now. Keller has 4 points on a pair of field goals. This free throw is on the way up, and it's good. He completes a three-point play, and suddenly it's back to a 10-point lead, courtesy of Macy Keller on the baseline. 36-26, Johnson Brock. Well, they got to turn up the sense of urgency here now. They need to shoot the ball and score. Here's Ottoman at the top of the key. Gives the left side to Brooklyn Behrens. Running a lot of clock here without shooting the ball are the Lady Eagles. Knippelmeyer wants to penetrate. Has her ball tipped away by Delaney Witt out of bounds. Witt touched it last. It's going to belong to Johnson Brock. Always amazes me when a young lady tips the ball out of bounds how convincing their facial expression can be that, "Oh, I didn't do it." With the ball, we won't name names. Long three, Knippelmeyer, top of the key, no. Rebound to Wurtenberger once again. Jessica in traffic, gets it to Keller across the timeline. Delaney Witt. Clock down to a minute 15 to go. Irish with a 10-point lead. Wurtenberger, they're swarming her, chasing after it. Irish are doing a great job of running clock here. Johnson Brock still has fouls. Well, this will be their seventh, I think. Foul is going to be called on the Eagles with a minute 11 to play, but it's a 10-point contest here in this A-Division championship.
Here's that was on Natalie Rasmussen right there.
All right, Rasmussen called for the personal, her second. Brooklyn Buckmeyer back into the lineup now for Johnson Brock off the bench. Anna Lillinus is in there. Knippelmeyer, Behrens, and Ottoman on the floor. Lob pass comes in to Delaney Witt. She's fouled immediately by Anna Lillinus.
Yep, that's her first. That'll be 1-1 now.
And Delaney Witt, the other night, hit 10 straight. We were following him. I believe that was at Elmwood Murdoch. So she's a 71% free throw shooter, has not been to the line tonight. She does have 12 points. They all came from outside the arc. She's had 4 3-pointers tonight. This is awfully close range for Delaney Witt to be in the free throw
line.
They're shooting 1-1. The free throw is on the way up, and it's off. I'm sorry, Delaney, mentioning that you made all those in a row. The famous radio announcer's curse. All right, we've got a travel and a turnover. Sacred Heart gives the ball back to Johnson Brock. down to 107 to go. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock with 107 to play in the ballgame. 36-26. Irish up by 10. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The City Auditorium in Beatrice, 106 to play in the basketball game. The score 36-26, Sacred Heart with a 10-point advantage on the Johnson Brock Eagles in what has been a defensive battle. The halftime score, 17-13. Sacred Heart held a 4-point advantage. The Irish were still up by 4 after 3 quarters, 25-21. That's after opening up a 10-point lead, only to have Johnson Brock battle back to within 4 by the end of the period. Now with 107 to go, back to a double-digit Irish lead. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbounding the pass, Hallie Rasmussen in backcourt. She'll toss it into Brooklyn Behrens. 107 to go. Behrens pushes it down the court. Olivia Eichhoff has her defensively at the top of the key. Behrens around the left side of the lane. Driving, lay-in, lay-up off, no good. Macy Keller with the rebound. Or no, coming down with it with Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger is a workhorse here for the Irish. We got a foul called on Johnson Brock.
That's on Brooklyn Behrens. That's her first, team's eighth, so we're still at 1-1 here.
Yeah, at the line shooting 1-1 will be Jessica Wurtenberger. She has 8 points, has not yet been to the charity stripe. Next a pair here, she could make double figures. Nope, up and off. The back of the rim doesn't go. Rebound, Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens down court for the basketball for Johnson Brock. Right side to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Back up top, it goes to Behrens. Left side of the lane. Behrens with a floater. Puts it up, can't get it. Macy Keller gathers in the rebound and gets the outlet pass to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg will be fouled immediately. We'll walk to the other end. And we'll put Gentry Lechtenberg at the free throw line. The 5'8 sophomore averages 7 points per ball game. She's a 50% free throw shooter. She has 4 points tonight on a pair of field goals. This will be her first attempt at the charity stripe. Down to 42 seconds to play in the ballgame.
That's the fifth foul on Natalie. So
we mentioned earlier an all-female officiating crew here tonight, and that's been the case throughout the tournament. Shot is up and good. Today we are playing 8 games with 4 officiating crews, and they are 100% all-female officials. That's a first for the Mudecas tournament. Gentry Lechtenberg, second free throw up, and it's good also. Got them both. Lechtenberg with a pair. She's got 6 points. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game recap as we'll give you a complete rundown of the individual numbers, let you know how your favorite player did tonight in the contest. There's a long three by Taryn Ottoman that doesn't go. Coming down with the ball, Eichhoff, a triple-teamer in the corner and Fowler. And it kind of starts to become an exercise in futility here, Chuck, because you're down by 12, 28 seconds to go, and continuing to foul, sending the Irish to the free throw line.
Yeah, Brooklyn, you definitely got to just kind of back it off now.
Brooklyn Buckmeyer back onto the floor. Here comes for the Irish, Avery Sando checking in. Daisy Witt will check in. Also getting into the ballgame, Jocelyn Oberding. A lot of freshmen and sophomores are going to say they played in the championship of the 2023 tournament. First free throw is up and off. Will not go for Olivia Eichhoff. She's now hit 2 out of 5 from the line, has 7 points. Also off the bench, checking in for the Irish is Chaley Smith. Smith into the ballgame, so Avery Sano, Chaley Smith. Let's see who else we've got on the floor. Let's ID any of them. Well, Daisy Witt's out there. Still at the line is Eichhoff, ready to put up her second free throw. It's on the way, and it's off. It won't go. The rebound comes down to Johnson Brock into forecourt in a hurry. Left side of the lane, Hallie Rasmussen, floater up and off, no good. Rebound Sando. Coming down with the basketball is Avery Sando, the 5'5 freshman. She'll be fouled, and you know what? Avery Sando is going to go to the line with 14 seconds. I've been taking her picture with her dad with Budeckis tournament plaque since she was about 3 years old. We got a tradition started years ago when Avery was a little girl. We took her and daddy's picture with the plaque here at Budeckis, and they got a whole wall full of those. And now a chance to score in the tournament. Oh, first one is up and off, no good. Avery Sando, 5'5 freshman, playing in her first Budeckis tournament. She'll have another shot coming. Into the ball game now is Ellie Falk checking in. Sando's second shot is up, and it is off, no good. Couldn't get it to fall. She had a couple of opportunities. 10 seconds to go. Down court comes Knippelmeyer to the right side. Lillinus with the basketball. Up top, Knippelmeyer. Ellie Rasmussen. Knippelmeyer right side. Lillinus, long three at the buzzer, doesn't go. And there's your ball game. The final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish, 38. And the Johnson Rock Eagles, 26. 38-26, your final. The Sacred Heart Irish capture the Class A division of the Budeckis Basketball Tournament for 2023. Don't go away. We've got a post-game show coming up for you with a rundown of the individual scoring of each of the players. You'll want to join us for that after this two-minute timeout. You've been enjoying live coverage of the 94th Annual Budeckis Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
At DeKalb, success never rests, but neither do diseases. That's why we're introducing the next big thing in breeding innovation, DeKalb Disease Shield. Featuring exclusive genetics from the DeKalb breeding program, DeKalb Disease Shield provides a new level of protection against five of the most costly corn diseases without sacrificing your yield potential. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will or Neil with your seed questions.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. And take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium. Randy Gatula, Chuck Humphrey with you. The scene in front of us, the second place runner-up medals being presented to the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are getting ready now to come out, and the Budeckis Association will be presenting the second place runner-up plaque, and that'll go back to the trophy case in Johnson. Some of the girls look a little bit broken hearted, Chuck, but they'll look back on this in 20, 25 years and realize there were 15 other teams here in this tournament that would have loved to have been in the second place position here in the division.
You see the guy handing out the medals and the trophies here, Colin Hacker. He's an old Odell boy. Colin and I played against each other here in the finals in 1988. Colin and I are very good friends.
He must be old if he played against you.
He's a superintendent.
Now they'll start the presentation here for the Sacred Heart Irish girls. While they do that, let's take a look now at the numbers for tonight's ball game. Again, the final score, the Sacred Heart Lady Irish over Johnson Rock, 38-26. Individual scoring for Johnson Brock. Natalie Knippelmeyer, the only Lady Eagle in double figures. She finished with 10 points in the ballgame. Adding 8 tonight was Taryn Ottoman. Brooklyn Barons with 4, and Helly Rasmussen had 4 for their total of 26. Good job tonight at the free throw line for Johnson Brock. They hit 9 out of 10 from the charity stripe for the Eagles. Scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish, just one player in double figures. That was Delaney Witt. She finished with 12 points. All 4 baskets came from three-point range. She hit 4 trays for her total of 12. Jessica Wurtenberger added 8. Olivia Eichhoff had 7 in the ballgame. Jeffrey Lechtenberg, the sophomore in the starting lineup, finished with 6. And Macy Keller had 5. So a pretty good distribution of wealth there as far as the offense. The scoring 12, 8, 7, 6, and 5. They kind of spread it around there. From the free throw line, nothing to write home about. Sacred Heart only made 5 out of 13 tonight from the charity stripe, and that's uncharacteristic of Luke Sano's team, 5 of 13 from the charity stripe. But they did get the win, 38-26. The final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish over the Johnson Brock Eagles. I want to remind you that we'll have more Mudeca's tournament coverage coming your way tomorrow here on Sunny 101.3. Tomorrow at 5:45, we'll have the Boys B Division Championship, the Pawnee City Indians taking on Bruning Davenport Shickley. Pawnee City and BDS, a 5:45 tip-off is scheduled. That's the Boys B Division Championship. Yours truly will be on hand to call the game for you, and we'll hope you will join us for that broadcast tomorrow evening here on Sunny 101.3. Chuck, your final thoughts on the game here tonight?
Great game, and I think it's kind of what everybody expected, is a defensive battle. And what's interesting is they're going to end up playing again in 2 weeks, and then we've got Pioneer Conference the week after that, so they may end up playing 3 times here in less than a month. So it's going to be, you know, interesting to see the adjustments the 2 coaches make.
Yeah, well, a great matchup, and our congratulations to both of these teams on a hard-fought contest here tonight. They're going to pass out some medals now here and some all-tournament teams and that sort of thing. So that's about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school basketball here tonight. For Chuck Humphrey here at the City Auditorium, and for Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 38 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 26. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.